Artist Duane Manuel stands before his 7-foot painting of a raven outside of the Anchorage Museum, traffic streaming by. The dark blue of the plywood structure he's transforming shines through the black spray paint, highlighting the bird's feathers. Its body is empty.
So there's this area right here. I kind of feel like maybe I should add something there. I'm not too sure what. You know what I mean? Just to kind of push this a little further.
Manuel is Ankakmal Atam from the Salt River Reservation in Arizona. He chose to paint a raven because it's a common symbol in Alaska, and he wanted to paint something realistic. Manuel is a formally trained painter who's also designed shoes for Nike. But one of his favorite mediums is graffiti art.
I want that to be in your face. I want it to be huge. You can't deny it. It's there. You know what I mean? That's why I use it. It's my voice.
Many of his works incorporate the patterns and symbols of Adam basket weaving, an art form the women of his family have carried on for generations. Men don't weave, but he says his mother gave him permission to use the patterns in his work. He also uses it as a way to teach youth about their culture.
Well, I had a lot of students of mine like question, like, "Oh, well, what is that?" And then it opens up that door for conversation, you know, dialogue about, "Oh, this is a basket design from our people." And
that's part of the motivation behind the Anchorage Museum's Urban Intervention Street Art Program. It aims to connect local youth to the museum and help them develop new ways to express themselves in a positive setting. During the day-long session, 12 at-risk youth examine objects from the museum's collection, learn about Athabascan culture, and then incorporate images of the cultural objects into their own street art. Manuel and fellow artist Renee Strike One Garcia were invited to the museum because they teach similar programs in Arizona. Local artist Ariel Obisco Taylor is also teaching there. As Manuel considers what to add to his raven, Garcia, of the Tohono O'odham, uses cans of white and light blue to paint mountains on other sections of the board.
You know, we play off of each other. What do you think about this, or what do you think about that? And then it helps bring a bigger piece together, and that's what we're trying to do here right now.
Garcia has no formal training, but started making street art in the late 1980s in Arizona as soon as he could get his hands on spray paint. He says it's a vital form of expression for people of all ages. Even hastily scrawled words and names are ways people try to have their voices heard and be acknowledged. But for artists to really get their ideas across, Garcia says they have to have places to legally paint and a host of technical skills.
Different techniques just take practice, and it really comes down to, like, you know, the thin line. You just have to constantly learn the pressure points on the can and the valve system that's on it.
Meanwhile, Manuel is still pondering his raven. How can he express himself in the work? He adds water symbols to the bird's body because they come from his culture, but he can't really explain why. As he stares at the board, he talks about who he is, his defining sense of humor, and he finds inspiration.
That's why I call me Duane Insano, because my joking. Another thing is too, I'm from the Coyote Clan at home, and I just had an idea. You know, the trickster's just like the raven, and Joker's just like the raven.
Within moments, he has cans of black and red paint in his hands. He covers over the spirals with coyote tracks from his mother's basket patterns. In an instant, he transforms the raven into an expression of connections, commonalities, and shared cultures. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.